We're live at Headingley for Leeds Rhinos against St Helens, and then on Sunday off the kicking tee it goes.
That great start from Saints and a big mistake from Leeds, and Saints have the opportunity.
And they could be in at the corner here. They're going for the corner with Makinson, and I think this is going to be a try for St Helens, and the try is given. Leeds spilt the ball coming out of their own 20, and the try given in the corner. Makinson picked it up and scampered in from 15 yards out. Nightmare start for the Rhinos. Three gone, they trail by four.
Saints just shipped the ball wide to their winger Makinson, and you know, he's done that all season, squeezed in at the corner under pressure.
Here's Walton in front of the south stand. Kick on its way, and he's got it. Hence why the south stand was quiet. 6 points to nil in favour of the visitors, St Helen. Here now is the ball with Sinfield. Maguire out the back. Kynehorst does well. Steps out of a tackle. Kynehorst will score. Missed out at Wembley last week. Scores the try this week that gets Leeds back in the game. It's the Rhinos score, Saints 6.
You know, Kynehorst, the true champion guy that he has, you know, it would have been easy for him to sit and sulk and, you know, I should have played and I didn't and I've missed out on Wembley. And then he turns up today, you know, playing in the centre. Great feet, but great strength as well. Hits a brilliant hole. Sinfield's adds the two from pretty much straight in front. That levels the scores up.
And it's 6-6. There's a hand in from Leeds. It's play on though, and Saints pick it up, and they're going to get it out wide with Greenwood. That was a hand in from Briscoe. Prevents a try for now, but here's Jones coming in his way in. And has he got the ball down? I'm not sure he has. I think he's been held up. I think Golding has got underneath him here. Great defending from Leeds, but Jones thinks he's scored. So two sides of the coin. What do you make of it, Craig?
It's a try. I think if he's given this a try, he can't not chalk it off.
So waiting the confirmation. Walsh is happy. Try given. 10 points to 6 to the visitors here. A little gasp of exasperation from the Leeds fans, but in fairness, I'm with you. I thought that looked a try, and despite the best efforts of the Rhinos, they couldn't keep Saints out. On the kicking tee for Luke Walsh. He nailed one from the far touchline. Can he nail one from this near touchline? Looks pretty good. It is pretty good. That is straight over the top. 12 points to 6. Walsh sent ball on the 30-metre line. Everyone waiting around. I don't think it's too much expectancy on either side that he's going to miss this kick. He'll come forward and the flags go up. 14 points to 6 then in favour of the visitors to St Helens. Great defence from St Helens. Great defence on the line. And Leeds fans baiting for a penalty. They're going to try and drive over, but they've dropped it over the line. Leeds will touch this down. I think he wants to see how that ball came out from A. Church's grasp. He's saying it's a no try, but this time he does want to check.
I think if it's given, the stick with it, is there enough there to overrule it? That this is the one. A. Church backs himself, spins round, keeps his arm really good off the floor.
From there, you
that's
see,
a try.
I think they've got to give this. I think they've got to give it. And this could just turn this game around for Leeds. Waiting, the video referee confirms it. Right on half-time. That's what champion teams do. They hit you when it hurts. And Leeds are back in it. 14-10, kick to cut. Sinfield 10 in, the south stand will tell us. On its way now. And they are good. Yeah, they like it. And the flags go up. Was there ever any doubt they wouldn't go up? It's Leeds 12, St Helens 14 at half-time. Swift gone straight through from 40 metres out. He's trying to stand up Golding. He's going past Golding. He's going for the corner, but the youngster's brought him down. Great play. Great play from Aston Golding, but Saints on the attack, 10 away. They're coming now with Walsh. A drop of the shoulder. There's a slip, and Walsh is over. Try for St Helens from one end of the field to the other. And the try is given.
Yeah, great play from St Helens. You know, they did well at one end of the field to stop Leeds from scoring a try. Quinlan coming up with a bit of magic. And then on the back of that, just some poor defence from Delaney.
Walsh will add the extras. The Saints fans like it. And it is 20 points to 12 here on Radio York. Ball coming across this near side. Ball back on the angle. And it's going to be a try here for St Helens. It's Mark Percival, I think, who scored it. In fact, I will confirm that it's Quinlan, apologies, who scored it. Lovely ball back on the inside from Burns. And that could well be the match for St Helens. A try of absolutely nothing. Blistering pace from the fullback. It's Leeds 12, St Helens 24.
Saints have been pretty good tonight, and you know, better than they have been of late. And they needed a performance, St Helens, tonight, and they've come here and given one.
kick is good, so it's a 16-point ball game, and Leeds have got questions to answer. 26-12, and just over 20 minutes left in this one. Ball worked over towards the halfway line by Ward. Good offload. Leeds trying now. Here's Sinfield. Puts the burners on. Can he get it away? He can for Hall. And Leeds are going to score. A sensational try. What a break from Ward. Offloads it to Sinfield. And that is how good Leeds are. A try out of nothing. 10 minutes left. Game on. 16 for Leeds. 26 for Saints.
They're out, they're looking for some energy, they're looking somehow for somebody to just do something, and Sinfield then just pops up. Ryan Hall in the middle of the field, where's he come from? He sniffs out an opportunity and he's under the post, and
Wormsley on his shoulder. Is he going to go short to Wormsley? He is. Wormsley's over the line. Ball's come free and Saints have dived over. It's John Wilkin who's touched it down, and there's a bit of a melee on the try line. Saints think they've scored. The question is, how did this ball come away from Alex Wormsley's grasp?
Yeah, first thoughts, I thought he lost it, but obviously, you know, we're quite a way away. Again, Leeds having a few words with the referee. You know, Wilkin thinks he's got the try. Be interesting to see how it's come up.
And that is it. Try about to be given. John Wilkin means that Leeds will be beaten tonight. They trail 30 points to 18. Credit St Helens. There'll be disappointment not only here at Headingley, but also down at the Menderhost Jungle as well, as Castleford's hopes are reaching the top four, taking almighty dent. It's not been a good 48 hours. It's not been a good 2 weeks for them. 32 points to 18, the full-time score. Leeds were always behind, never managed at any point to get in front. Leeds 18, St Helens 32.